Blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power, the glory and the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and in earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. And so, good Lord, receive these tithes of your abundant goodness. Amen. Things I have spoken unto you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be in good cheer, I have overcome the world. Our gracious and loving God, we lift up our praise and thanks for giving us your Son, who came to earth to save us. We rejoice in your precious assurances that you have overcome this world, and our salvation is secure. We thank you for allowing us the freedoms to gather here this morning, to be blessed by your holy word, fed at your table, and prepared for the week ahead. We ask that you would continue to soften our hearts, open our minds, and direct our steps, so that we may be closely following you. Father, strengthen your children to hold fast to a faith in you. Give us a character that stands out in glorifying our Lord and King. Help us to be those who conduct ourselves with patience, long-suffering, and diligence in the trials we face each day. Lord, we acknowledge that beyond this building, that there are many in need within our communities. Help this church and many others to be your vessels that teach, comfort, tend to, and challenge those in need throughout this land. Father, for the many among us who are sick, who battle great illness, we pray for your great comfort and healing. We thank you for continuing to be with our brother Alan during his challenging recovery. Bless him with your strength and patience. We lift up this nation and its obvious need of you. We pray for all those in authority to be moved by your Holy Spirit, that our leaders would turn from their selfish and foolish ways and cry out to you. We pray for a time where greed would be replaced with charity, that abortions would cease and your word would be proclaimed in every school and in every church. A time where your people, unafraid of consequences, would stand up and call this land back to morality that has long been missing. Lord, we thank you for the annual business meeting and the reminders of your goodness to us at Oakwood Bible Church. We thank you for Pastor Jim and all of his hard work this past year. You have called him to the ministries here in Troy, and we are grateful for that. Please bless him with good health, wisdom, and direction as he continues to seek to serve you and lead your flock. And Father, may your truth and love continue to abide in us always as we arise together as a family of believers and recite the prayer your Son has taught us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is proper and right to do so.
Truly it is good and right that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting King, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who fulfilled his promise when he poured out the Holy Spirit upon the church.
And now, by his Spirit's power, we also ascend to join the angels and all the company of heaven, and the whole church on earth in praising your glorious name.
Jesus, in the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread and he gave thanks. Father God, our fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and they are dead. But you have given us the true bread from heaven, that a man may eat of it and not die. Evermore, Lord, give us this bread, we pray. Amen. And when he had given thanks, he broke the bread and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me."
Thank you.
neighbor is your brother. Let us partake together. And he took the cup and he gave thanks. Our Father God in heaven, we thank you that as often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we do show the Lord's death until he comes. Amen. And he gave it to them, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Almighty God, you provide the true bread from heaven. Your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, grant that we, who have received the sacrament of his body and his blood, may abide in him and he in us, that we may be filled with the power of his endless life, now and forever. Amen.
With each other and the Lord, and the blessed.
Bible Church, hear this charge and receive this benediction. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. And now the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.